All right, we're back.
Hello, world.
Hello, world. Hello, world. So, what's going on, everybody? We're back with Ashley
and Beverly
on this free for all Friday, but on a Saturday, sponsored by Positive Enlightenment.
Positive Enlightenment.
So, why is this calendar jumping like that? What's the deal? Okay. All right. So, let's turn this down a little bit. So,
what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today? So, today we're talking about the world. We're talking about men. We're talking about sex. We're talking about whatever else is on our minds today. Mm. So, food. So, you know, our thing, we always have to eat something and have a little drink or something while we do this. So, Emily, what's going on? What are you eating today?
Oh my gosh. I'm just trying not to eat big because I'm going to cook us a nice dinner because I didn't have time because we went to the gym and all that.
What you cooking?
Must get shrimp, cheese.
Okay, you don't have to yell it.
I'm cooking cheese grits and shrimp.
Wait, you're cooking that?
Yeah.
You're cooking grits?
Yeah. I found this really cool recipe. I don't like grits, but
yeah,
The way they have this, it's got some cheddar and it's cooked in like instead of like boiling the hominy in water, you boil it in chicken broth. So I know it's gonna have an incredible flavor. And I'm just excited to try it because it's been on my list for like 6 months. And then the fried shrimp, it's like, you know, shrimp and grits is like a southern dish. So I like it.
And I'm going to reap the benefits of her
and
experiments. And mimosas.
Do you want pineapple juice or orange juice?
I never had
the
pineapple.
Oh, no, that mimosas. Might be good, right?
Yeah, to try it out.
Yeah.
So what am I eating? What are you eating right now, though? What are you eating right now?
A bagel and microwave popcorn, a half a bagel, some water, and microwave popcorn, because I don't want to ruin my appetite. Oh, wow. About to choke live. I don't want to ruin my appetite
I'm
for
CPR
later.
I'm CPR certified.
Oh, okay. I might make it.
You might make it.
Okay, CPR, that's, you got to give me a Heimlich?
It's help, right?
CPR is like,
you go get help. You dial 911. You find a defibrillator.
I don't need any.
And then I start compressions.
I'm gonna need you to like reach down my throat and get the Heimlich me. Heimlich.
They didn't teach us that.
Oh, see, I'm doing it.
All they tell us like
I better eat slowly.
How to breathe in somebody's mouth.
That'll probably make me. You're gonna make me feed the food down further,
right?
Further my stuck. Yeah. Let me slow down because I'm on my own.
She's on her own. She's on her own. Okay, so what am I eating? I'm eating an awesome meal from this place. This high end place.
Yeah, high end.
I don't know. Not too many people can afford this. It's called Checkers. Checkers. What is it called in other places? It's on the cut. Rally. So if you had like a Rally's burger or something like that, yeah, it's a place like that. Then I'm eating a chicken sandwich because I can't do beef. Too well, you know, because beef like just sits there in your stomach.
It does sit there.
Yeah, so yeah, no beef. What's up, Sri? I don't have on my glasses, so was it SREE? Yeah.
Right there.
It's small. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm eating. Oh, and my awesome bartender made me a Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Thimberly. She minored in bartending.
Right?
Your major was what, business?
Right.
She has a master's in
business. HR management.
Yeah, mm-hmm. HR management. And her minor was bartending.
Probably drinking the drinks.
Right. Oh my gosh. So
bartending, it's like a nice hobby. It's really fun. I like doing it.
We meet a lot of people.
I'm bartending. Nice people. it expands my
skills.
What's
up, Lord?
Expands my skills and stuff. So it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was really fun.
So you met any hot guys?
I guess.
I don't want to do it. I'm going to meet some hot guys. Well, they have to have beards.
Okay. Okay. I can't see.
Nice trim beard.
You have a beard, so you come get a drink. I can't.
Yeah. You have a beard. You have a beard. You have a beard.
You have a beard.
There's no potential.
There's no potential.
You look around this room.
I see lots of beards.
Untapped potential. You can have a beard. You can have a beard. So, okay. And I didn't even pull up the thing. What ticked you off this week? Anything? Anything tick you off? Cross you? Make you upset?
I mean, just kind of like, again, as we talked about last week, I'm on my quest of positivity. So, probably like the thing that ticked me off was, I don't think I managed my time as well as I could have to get the things done I need to get done. I feel like I'm kind of playing catch up this weekend for the things I didn't get done. Like, I need to clean up my place really good. I mean, like, mop, sweep, full vacuum. Laundry piled up in the clean. It's clean, but it's piled up in the dryer. Like, phone calls, people I need to contact and reach out to this week, I did not get to do. So I'm feeling like I'm reflecting kind of like, well, how could I have done that better? What if I could have, you know, what have I could have done to, what what could I have done to?
Oh, look, Foxy Feline. Finian, maybe, you know, may I say it wrong. Foxy.
So what could I have done to, you know, get myself to where I need to
be? Hey, gosh. Hi, Zete.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's not, so it's just like self-reflection. I'm trying to discipline myself, so I'm putting that pressure. Not an overwhelming amount, but, you know, enough to make me write down and say, hey, you know, I could have done that a little bit better. So that's it.
So what crossed me this week? Well, you know, the U.S., we're starting the elections for the new president of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I guess how the people are just throwing punches at each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like every
counterproductive.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're all there for a common goal. You all want to be the same person, but I don't understand how tearing down one person is going
to
do it.
I think they feel like they got to beat each other to get to that top spot to beat the one. I mean, right? I feel like you can make your own points valid and build up your platform without having to do that.
Right.
Absolutely. It's childish.
I think it is. Because mm-hmm. it's out of character for some people.
Here.
But, just let it go. So it's out of character for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are like trying. That would be like me
mm-hmm.
going up there trying to say something about somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, like
playing
the dozens. Out of my character.
Like playing the dozens almost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like that's silly. Just completely out of my character. Like, I don't care what you do, what you did in your past, but
right.
we're trying to focus on this.
And it's
person.
Childish, yeah. But mostly everybody has a past. We all have been from, you know, childhood, adolescence to adulthood. So in the process of that stuff, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do stupid stuff.
I mean, even if you've been on Girls Gone Wild, I mean, you could still recover from that.
So what about the guy in the Virginia politician that was in blackface? Do you think that could be forgiven? You know, in college? We did stupid stuff in college.
Remember? He was in medical school. That wasn't even college.
He was still young. He wasn't 25.
Well, I mean.
But can that be forgiven? Can we look past that?
Can that be forgiven?
Yeah.
Can the thing that Trudeau did be forgiven? Hey! I can't. PBGAT73CAQWXK. Hi!
Hello. I mean, you know, can we look? I mean, that's what we're saying. Can we look past that stuff?
I can.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a person. Like, this stuff is, it's been done so much. It's like, okay, so what else?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know they do it. It's just so dumb. Like that just goes to show you that you're not a cultured person, that you haven't, even though you may have, well, I don't know, even if they travel, like you've seen people of different colors. Mm-hmm. Like what would make you want to do
that?
Why would
you think that was appropriate at any age? Like, yeah, you never, like
what would
never
make
do
you
want
to do that? Like right? That's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then to like have like a little black peak afro. On, you know, like stuff like it's just ridiculous. It's not even accurate. It's not even an accurate description. Like I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then he still didn't get it. And then he tried to do like the moonwalk or something, but his wife was like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, the governor. Like whatever.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, it's you know. So yeah,
oh,
that's
right down my shirt.
You ready for more? You ready for one more?
Wait, let me digest this first. Right down my shirt. Guys, I have a hole in my mouth because I took a sip of my Cosmo and it just trickled on down my boobs. Yeah, so I was just like, whatever. So, what's our topic? I forgot the discussion jar. I just straight forgot that. So,
How's your surgery?
Oh, my surgery. So I had a surgery.
Okay, but go ahead and talk about it. Oh,
I had a surgery. I had it Wednesday, and I'm recovering from it.
Thank God.
Hi.
All went well.
Yeah, and you know, like my ducts were clogged because I used to breastfeed. I love breastfeeding. You know, my baby, he just loved it. My baby loved it. And so, you know, I guess if you don't work that muscle often, it gets clogged up.
All right.
So women, make your men breastfeed on you. Mm-mm. Hey guys, breastfeed on some boobies. Okay. I'm just saying, mm-mm, you gotta do it. Mm-mm. It's awesome. Mm-mm. You do it. Meat. What's up, meat? Yeah. So anyway, you want to talk about plastic surgery?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Emily's all in this.
For it or against it. That's all I'm at. For it or against it.
Am I for it or against it?
Yeah.
I'm against unnecessary surgery.
Okay.
Because, oh, I'm fine. What about you? I'm okay, meat. I'm glad you popped by to say hello. Did you get the stuff I sent you? Because I know I emailed you some things. You didn't tell me if you got it or not. Because I emailed it. You want to call in, me? Okay, but you have to answer our questions, okay? Are you ready to answer our questions? Yeah? Okay, he's going to call in.
So, back to what you're saying.
Okay.
No unnecessary surgery.
Okay, hey.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop my music. All
right,
me, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
I am fine. What about you?
Good.
Where are you from?
Did you get the stuff I emailed you?
I want to know about nativity. That's why I am calling you. And I want to ask some question about nativity.
Yeah, I emailed you the activities. He's learning.
Oh, yeah.
English. Oh, great.
Yeah, he's learning English. Okay. So, my sister is here. But first, we have a question for you. What do you know about plastic surgery?
What?
Do you know what plastic surgery is?
I am not understanding. What are you saying?
Okay, so plastic surgery is like when people go to the doctor and they like they get their ears fixed because they think their ears are too big, or they go to the doctor because they want to fix
I know about plastic
surgery.
You
know about that? So how do you feel about that?
I feel I appreciate to nature. That's why I don't recommend for anyone to plastic surgery. But if sometimes we have to face a accident, that time we should do that type of surgery on our body.
So you think should women get plastic surgery?
What?
Should women get plastic surgery?
Definitely, women should get plastic surgery if they have enough money for doing surgery, because there are women should lot of money if they want to do surgery.
Oh, if they want to, they should.
But in my country, I live in India. There are many rich women, light people, like the celebrities, do the plastic surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
So where in India are you? Are you like at the tip, or you're in the middle? You're on the East Coast, the West Coast? Where are you?
I belong to Punjab. It is a very popular state in India, and you know about Golden Temple.
No.
In Amritsar. No. Have you ever been in India?
No, I haven't, not yet. But I do want to visit.
Okay. If you get opportunity in the future, then you will come in India, and you should definitely go to Golden Temple. There are a temple which is made of real gold.
We're looking at
a
picture right now.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It is an amazing view. You can search on the YouTube, on the Google, if you want to see this temple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do we have to have a special invitation to go to the Golden Temple, or if we visit, we can just go and do a tour of it?
Could you repeat your question?
So can you go, like, is it like a museum you can go and visit, or do you have to like
have a special invitation?
You have to know somebody to get in there.
Everybody can go there, because it is a religious place. There are no entry ticket for paying of cents. That's why you can go there.
Okay, that sounds cool.
So we can visit. We can visit there as tourists. It's okay.
Definitely, you should visit there.
Okay, I would love to. Yeah. It looks beautiful. I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it on YouTube, and it looks incredible.
Okay, I want to ask some question from you.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
In these days, I am learning English language, because I want to go abroad for getting my higher education. That's why I want to get a good band score in IELTS exam. Do you know about IELTS exam?
Okay. Oh, you're still. Do you know about?
Do you know about IELTS exam?
Autism.
IELTS. IELTS. International English Test Language System. Do you know about it?
Oh no.
Okay. Because in my country, if the youngsters wants to go abroad, youngsters want to go abroad for getting their higher education, then they will have to clear the exam, the IELTS exam. That's why I want to get good band score in the IELTS exam, and I want to help for you. I spend near about 10 hours a day in English, but sometimes I get bored that time. What type of things I should do that time? Can you tell me about this?
So, you know what you could do? Like, learn some songs in English. Like, learn, like, to sing, and just, like I told you before, just keep talking. Like, when you call into the show, and then just keep talking to native English speakers. Because that test is probably different from what we learned in school. You know, because we took English from kindergarten
which is from age 5 all the way up and throughout college. So, I mean, the English language is, it's kind of difficult because there are a lot of things that you have to know, like the conjunctions and all of that stuff. So I would say, like, if you want to keep it fun, you could learn songs.
According to you, I am speaking good English or bad? You are understanding what... you are understanding what I what are you what I am saying you?
Yes. Yeah. Also,
I went on YouTube quickly. And are you familiar with YouTube?
You don't have to yell. You can't hear me. Are you familiar with YouTube?
Where are you from? America?
Oh, yeah, we're in the United States. So on YouTube, they have a lot of
California.
They have a lot of like learn English while you sleep. They have a lot of English lessons for different amounts of time. So if you go on YouTube and just type in learning English, then a lot of different options come up for you. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely use YouTube.
Please tell me your name.
Thimberly.
I am not understand. Could you repeat your name?
Timberly.
Timberly?
Yeah, yep, there you go. Got it.
Timberly.
Yes.
Timberly.
Okay. Timberly, whenever I get bored in English at that time, what kind of things I should do?
Okay, so go on YouTube. So YouTube. I see it says learn English for speaking daily use. And then it has learn English speaking for beginners. So just go on YouTube and then type in the search box.
I have learned all type of things which you are recommending me. But I want to ask from you. How I will spend time with this language, what kind of things I should do in the all day day or night, because I have watched interview of Stephen Kaufman. He knows about near about 11 language, and he said that he was saying that in this interview, if you want to learn any language, that time you should spend more time with the language. That's why I want to ask from you, what kind of things I should do with English.
Okay, so let me take it from here. Is it really an English problem or is it a confidence problem? I think your English is good. And you're calling in because I know you talked to Glenn too. And you speak very well. So I think you just have to believe in yourself. How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
Could you repeat? I am near about 22 years.
Yeah, you're in your 20s, your awesome 20s, and you will do awesome. Oh, somebody else is calling. Let's get some. Oh, no, they're not. So I think that it's not about what you can do. You know what to do because I've emailed you before and I've sent you things and we've just told you this. I think that you can do it. It's just all about you and how you feel, how comfortable you are. Because we can understand you, like even if we have to say, "Oh, can you repeat that?" We still understand what you're saying. So
yes, because I was saying you. Could you repeat the question? Because of network problem, I am not understanding your voice. That's why I had to say you. Could you repeat the question?
Yeah. So it's. What you're doing is good, and you're going to do great on that test, and you're going to do great when you go abroad, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're going to be awesome. Say, yeah! Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Can you say, yeah? Say yeah. Meat, are you there?
Yeah, yeah, I am there.
Okay, meat, say yeah.
Okay.
No, don't say okay, say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now say it with more force.
Can you tell me about your profession? What are you doing in these days?
Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah?
Oh, we got another. Okay, so meet. We're going to have to end our call with you, okay?
Okay,
hold on, guys. Hold on. So meet, but stay with us, okay? Stay with us. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right? So we'll talk to you later, meet. And I told you, I'm a teacher, so I will get with you later, all right? You can email me.
What kind of subject you are teaching in the school or in the college?
Wait, I have to go.
We'll email you.
Okay? We got you. I have you.
We'll email you.
Email me, okay? All right.
Okay.
So we'll talk to you later, me. And good luck and believe in yourself, okay?
Okay, definitely. Right. I will believe in myself and I will improve my English and I will talk with you in a daily basis.
Yeah.
Are you live in Delhi?
I'm thinking about it though. But we'll talk to you later though. Okay, me. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya Berlin.
Thank you.
And Ashley.
Bye.
All right, Sabine, we haven't forgot about you. All right, bye, me. All right. So Bing, am I saying it right?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Where are you from? What's up?
Yeah, I'm from India. Kerala.
Oh, you're from India too. What's up? How are you?
Yeah, me too, from India.
How old are you? Are you legal?
I'm also about 21 years old.
All right, well, turn down your radio because you're kind of loud. And it's echoing. So, do you have a beard?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I'm here because that I just want to attend my IELTS exam for my higher education in UK.
You want to what?
Yeah. Actually, I need to take a graduation in computer engineering from Greenwich University. Have you heard about that?
No.
Yeah, it's in UK, London.
Okay, and how old are you again?
I'm 21 years old.
How old? 22?
22, 21.
23. Oh, are you married?
No.
No. You're not married?
You said no, not yet.
No.
You going to school?
Yeah, I finished my school days and next my engineering. Waiting to get the admission and the.
Oh, okay. So what you got for us? What's going on today? How are you feeling?
Feeling good. This is my free time. I mean, I completed my diploma in computer engineering and.
Oh, so where do you want to live? You want to live in the UK, in the States, or what? Where you want to go? Are you going to stay in India?
I like to stay in India, but I need a higher education in UK.
Are you going to go to the UK?
UK is one of the best universities that gives a better education system.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that sounds exciting. And you're 22. Okay, I remember when I was 22. long time ago.
How old are you?
I am 43.
43, and what are you doing?
I'm talking to you.
No. I mean, what's your profession?
My profession, I am an educator.
Educator, a teacher?
Yes, a teacher, a professor.
Are you a chemist teacher or something? What?
Chemistry? No, no, that would be our mother. Yeah, no. I do history.
History?
Psychology.
You like history?
I like history and psychology. And my sister over here, she sells property. Yeah, say hi.
Hello, how are you, Sabine?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good to hear from you today.
Actually, I don't know what is the use of this podcast app. I just installed it yesterday, and I don't know what. Yes, I just need to know what is this. Are you getting paid or from anything?
Do we get paid from our podcast?
No, we just do this for fun.
Oh, sure. But sometimes I see a lot of people are doing podcasts for hours. But actually, are they paid from anyone or?
Do they get paid? So, like, as some people do, but we're not. This is like a hobby. We like talking to people, and we like talking about different things, like what's going on in the world, you know, and so, like, talking about different subjects and stuff. And it's just something fun to do.
Yeah, we like to exercise our right to voice our opinions, because our opinions matter.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is just like, it's fun for us.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh, for fun, we guys are leisure time like nothing. I like ride bike and car, bike drive cars, etc. That's my leisure time hobbies.
Oh, okay. So there's like this this Indian rapper. I can't think of his name, but he's like gangster rap. I think he might be in Toronto. But oh my gosh, I like his music. I cannot think of his name. Hold on, I don't know if you probably do. What kind of music do you listen to?
Okay.
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah, what kind of music do you listen to?
Mostly melodies. I like melody music.
Melody.
Especially in this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's like Punjabi something. I don't know.
Punjabi. No. I'm from Kerala.
You like that? I like that music. I'm like hooked on that. I listen to it all the time.
No. I don't like Punjab music. I'm from Kerala. You heard of Kerala, God's own country in India?
Well, that's a whole other reason. Like, no. Okay. Like, right. Different sets, right? So that's a different set then, right? Okay. All right. Okay. So you have a girlfriend?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, this Valentine too. I'm single. I'm done.
Yeah, you're 22, you're hot, right?
I know, but it was just a night to be a single. Lot of problems when we are no, it's not good.
So you guys don't date?
No, actually there's no dating or something, anything in my career. I need to spend time with my friends and my family.
Oh,
it was not good to have a girlfriend. Okay.
Oh wow! In America, that's all people do: date, you hook up like early, get married in your 20s. But I guess
some people,
not older people, like our parents, they got married in their 20s.
Early,
younger. Yeah, they got married early, like around their age.
They got burdened. At the early age. The 20 years, he said, so this stage is a very good time to in our lifetime. So we need to have fun on this time.
Yeah, have fun and travel and stuff. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I can understand
that. Not only married life. Okay, actually, I see there's a whole, there's different types of, there's different things to explore in this world. Not only married is not the best.
So what do you want to explore?
Traveling is one of my favorite things.
So,
worldwide.
So I have no two things to get married.
Okay, for
So Tobin, what's a good age do you think that you should get married? What at what age do you think you should focus on that?
Okay, I don't prefer any age, but after we settle or have a nice job or.
So after you finish your education,
it's better to get married.
Okay, cool.
After you finish your job, you have a good job. See, yeah, in America, they don't do that. They just start making babies.
Some people.
Oh, wow. That's cool. So after you finish, you know, with school and everything, and you're able to support a family, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
More people should think like that. But yeah, in your 20s, that's like your time to figure out who you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Like that's how we feel about that.
So you can be mentally well adjusted when you finally take that step to get married. You know what I mean?
Because marriage is like a huge thing.
It's work.
A big deal.
It's work 24 hours a day.
It's a big deal.
It's all day.
It's a big deal, actually. Okay. Marriage is just a thing that, what?
Come from?
My baby.
Oh. Okay, well, Sabine, it was so mean.
First, I'm sorry for my language problem because
I'm not
very fluent in my in English language. I can understand what you're talking, but I'm not able to speak very well in that language. So, please, okay.
No, your English is fine. We can understand you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good.
Then, are you daily teaching is your main job, or you have any other job?
Any other job?
Yeah.
No. I like to sew on the side. A hobby, but no, I only have one job. I don't do the two job thing. No, that would be my sister. She has like 50 jobs. She likes to work.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
Part-time job, like part-time job. She's doing part-time job.
What? Say it again.
Your sister doing part-time jobs, or say she has a permanent job.
We have permanent jobs. Yeah. Well, she does
I sell real estate. Mm-hmm. I'm in real estate.
Do you like your profession very well, or
I like it a lot. I really, really like it. I like being able to help people, especially first time home buyers buying houses, and it's their first time, so I'm getting them prepared for the journey. So yes. Say it one more time.
Is the job is based on real estate, like buying properties and selling?
Exactly. Precisely right. That is correct. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my dad to do that job.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like buying properties by someone who is willing to buy their property that for their needs. So.
Okay, great. So you're familiar. So then you're familiar with it then. Great. Okay. So
not
do you...
Good, not good. That's my dad's profession. I don't care.
He said, that's it. That's his dad.
Oh, okay. Okay. Does your dad, does he like it?
I'm just a computer engineer. Okay. I like software. I like computers. And so.
The volume.
All right, Sabine. So it was nice talking to you today. But you can reach me at positiveecs@gmail.com. Okay. It was very nice talking to you. And, when you get everything together.
Podcast on every time. What's the time you got live?
What time would we like what?
Oh yeah, like this every night.
Oh, sure. When we come, no, we're doing it on Saturdays for right. It should be on Friday, but we're doing it on Saturday because Friday.
What's the time there?
What time? Well, we're trying to do it like 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but it's kind of difficult.
Right. It's 11 p.m. here.
11 p.m.
in India. Yeah.
Oh, so what time is it there where you are?
Yeah, 11 o'clock, 11 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bedtime.
Oh, wow. So I guess, yeah, we'll have to try to go on a little bit earlier for you. So you will have to stay up late. All right. So it was nice talking to you. Thank you for calling in. And don't forget to follow me, okay?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you sound really cool. I hope you call back again.
See you on your next live.
Thank you. Please, bye. No, sooner than that.
Have a great day.
Well, evening or night.
Oh, yeah, night. Have
get
a great
some,
night.
Get some sleep. All right. Bye.
Okay. Okay, goodbye. Goodbye to your seats.
Bye.
Yeah. So that's real interesting too, what he was saying. Like, he was saying that in their 20s and stuff, they're kind of hanging out with friends, mm-hmm. whereas we're more so in the United States, I guess in more Western cultures, we're dating.
We're coupling up.
Yeah, we're dating, meeting people and, you know, having boyfriends and stuff like that. Yeah.
Getting what?
Having boyfriends and focusing on. I like it because I like learning about different cultures. Because it gives you a little insight on what other people are doing and how different they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's really cool. That's the fun in learning, meeting new people and learning.
I said, oh, really? You got what I'm talking? Of course we did. He said, that's cool. Yeah. Dude, we're from California, so we grew up around everybody, you know? So
a diverse, more diverse culture.
So we know. Yeah. So the next thing, so
we didn't finish the plastic surgery talk.
Plastic surgery. All right, so plastic, what stay off your phone.
I got calls coming in. I have to.
Who's calling?
Job work. I can't ignore that. Okay, so
plastic surgery, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I'm for it. I don't think you should go extreme. I don't think that plastic surgery should take the place of exercise or eating healthy. I think it should only enhance you. Because, I mean, I'm not a skinny, I'm not a twig, I'm not a teeny tiny person. And, you know, some things I want to accomplish in the gym, I can't do because, you know, lack of conditioning or whatnot. You know, it's just more difficult. People come in different shapes and sizes. So, you know, of course, accept and love yourself for what you are. But I feel like if you want to improve yourself, you know, you've got the money for it, don't go borrowing money to get plastic surgery. If you can't pay for it, then just save up and, you know, you'll get there. You'll reach your goal, your financial goal of getting that. But I mean, I'm for it now for as far as my face is concerned, I am for it. I would get stuff done to my body if I so desired. But as far as my face, I think I would leave it alone simply because that's my legacy. That's what my family gave me, you know, so I don't think I would alter my nose or alter my lips or anything like that. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm that's my family legacy. That's the one thing, you know, that they've given me. So, yeah, I'm. That's my stance on that. What do you think?
I believe that if you don't have to have the surgery, then don't do it. Unnecessary surgery, you shouldn't do it. I don't think it. I mean, like, work with what God gave you. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you go to the gym and you just can't get that off, then
the gym is not going to give you, like, if you want an hourglass, it'll make your waist smaller. The gym does make waist wonders. But what if you are an extremely obese person that lost, like, say, 200 pounds and you got a lot of loose skin, no matter how hard you work? Would you be in favor of that person getting that tightened up?
Getting the loose skin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't like unnecessary surgery.
I don't like unnecessary skin.
Because I can't hear me. I can't hear you. I don't like going under. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
So if you work hard in the gym and you got your figure the way you want it, but the skin was still in the way, I think you would be like, no, I want to get this done. But there, like the doctor said to you, there's two ways you can do, like a local, and then
but the doctor also said if you do the twilight, they'd have to deaden the area.
Yeah,
and so
but that's your arm. that's it would be like your arms and probably the back of your thighs. Yeah, I'm sorry, but beauty is pain. Sometimes you got to go through a little bit to get where you need to be. So
I'm not.
Beauty is pain. I'm in pain in the gym, so I don't have a problem with it. Now, again, being lazy and excessive, I have a problem. You know, that's not for me. I will say not for me. People can do as they choose. But, yeah, I'm for it. If it's going to help your confidence and... I'm for it. I'm sorry.
Who is she convincing?
I'm for it. I don't have a problem with it at all. You know, I know a couple of people that have done it, and they're different people now. You know what I mean? Their confidence is through the roof. They're working out more. So my
confidence is good already. I mean, it could be better, but you know. Oh, we got somebody called Light. Let's see what Life has to say.
Hi.
Hello. Let me go turn this, pause this. Are you there? Nope, they disappeared. Yeah, but anyway, I don't know. That's just not my thing.
Beauty is pain.
It is not my thing.
But beauty is pain, right? Are you willing to go through a little pain for beauty?
No.
See? Okay, so right there. So you're not.
I'll work out. I mean, if that's the pain, then yeah.
I mean, like plucking eyebrow. Anytime you go through hot wax, waxing, that's a pain. That's beauty is pain. Beauty is pain.
So yeah, I love getting waxed.
Yeah, you got to wax. Maintenance. That's your maintenance.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I'll do waxing.
So you're minimum pain.
But I'm
for
not.
Beauty.
But I'm not doing plastic surgery.
So you're minimum pain for beauty.
I guess so.
I'm maximum pain for beauty.
But where,
I'm willing to go to max.
Where I'm getting waxed, nobody will ever see.
But it still hurts. But it still hurts. I mean, but it's still a little bit. You know, you still a little
I'm
bit.
I'm doing my underarm.
Yeah, and that's hot wax. Whew. I can only imagine.
Yeah, so
beauty is pain, men and women. And I've even seen, like, on my little videos I researched, a lot of men are getting plastic surgery too. Men are getting tummy tucks and liposuction and getting six packs, because there's a thing called ab etching. So they're even getting like a six pack put in there when they're under the knife. Isn't that cool? You got a six pack, and you don't have to do a million crunches.
Wait. Yeah. So you can have a chunky man.
But so here's the thing. When you get plastic surgery, you have to get as close to your ideal weight as possible.
Yeah.
To get the best results. Okay. But yeah, you can get, you know, you can get ab etching. They can etch some actual six pack muscles in there. Because you can do like muscle tightening and stuff. There's a lot that they're doing now. But you know, plastic surgery began with people, you know, burn victims and stuff like that. And then it just evolved into like, wow, beauty. We can put new cheeks in here. We can, you know, you can do all types of stuff. So, and also safe plastic surgery is important too. Don't be going around the back alley letting anybody just inject anything in you. Make sure you do your research and, make sure you do your research and talk to people and go on, you know, see if they're board certified and see how many deaths they've had and see if they'll just accept anybody. Because doctors are picky. They tell you your BMI, you know, your body and your weight proportion has to be just right. Be leery of a doctor that says, yeah, if you weigh 800 pounds, come on, I can do this. No, don't fall for that. And if it's too cheap, don't go for that either. Because that means they might be getting your surgery in like their garage. So be real careful that you're getting it at a hospital or a plastic surgery facility. And that's my take on that. I'm not going to be the
plastic surgery poster girl, but that's my
that's
pick.
What it sounds like.
Oh, really? That's beauty is hey, like. Beauty is pain. I need a t-shirt. Beauty is pain.
That's I can make you one.
Can you really? I want that. I want that. I'm gonna be in my after surgery. I'm gonna be wearing it. Beauty is pain.
For your bandage.
Yeah, right?
Chest to
knee. I'm going to be bandaged.
Chest to knee.
I'm not, see, I wouldn't do all that. But beauty is pain, y'all. Male or female, beauty is pain. Whether it's in the gym or the doctor's office, beauty is pain.
Okay, so moving on. So that was the whatever else comes to our mind. And we had some active listeners. So the next one is like we talked about what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Men.
Oh, so complicated. So
why
so
are
complicated.
Men complicated?
And they say we're the complicated ones. Oh no. I mean, what area should I approach this situation from? What dimension? I don't understand.
The men with less means have. Make better company
because they have practice at it. That's all they do all day. if you're busy trying to, you know, boost your career and better yourself and being motivated out there in the world trying to, you know, change your life and make a difference, you don't have time to be, you know, goofing off and running around, running the streets, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? You don't have time for that. Focused men, you know, they're out there work doing their job and doing what they're supposed to do. Same with women. Same with women.
I'm focused.
Same with women that don't, you know, may not have a job or, you know, they're focused on.
Oh, so the ones that just stay home all day and they focus on that.
Yeah. You know.
And the other ones, they just, we're focused. We know focused. Women that are focused.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean.
And I know some that's not focused that look to have men take care of them.
Yeah. You know? How do you feel about that? Would you want a man to take care of you?
I do want to. I want to be pampered to a certain degree, but I'm willing to. I don't want to be a person that I don't want to sit at home. You know what I mean? Because I have a mind and I work. So, nah, I don't want to be taken care of. But I want to be treated well. I want to go.
You want to be treated well.
I want to be treated well. Right. I want to go on nice trips. I'm not gonna be your sugar mama. I'm not gonna take it because I think I'm a. slightly traditional person. I believe that if a man wants to wear the pants in my home, then he needs to take that initiative and take that responsibility and be the man. I'm not going to do your job for you. And I feel like so many of us women allow men, we do their job for them. I'm going to let a man be a man.
Let me speak on, it's not that we are doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's if it's not getting them.
Oh no!
If
I mean,
is getting done.
I mean, women that just don't let the man like they volunteer to take out the trash and volunteer to cut the grass and volunteer to do all that. That's his. I feel like that's his job. If we're living in a home, it's your job to do all that. You need to keep my car clean. You need to, you know, you need to take care of if my tires need rotating, that type of stuff. You need to take care of that. My oil needs to be changed. You need to take care of
that.
So
when you're not with somebody who doesn't.
My dad, it rarely gets done.
And you see dad how often?
Dad, when I go visit mom and dad, he takes my
car
to get the oil. Yeah. I'm real bad. I'm bad with that stuff. Like I have it on my little calendar. Or like my little, whoever I'm dating, they'll be, make sure that they'll help me out. Like, okay, if you got your oil changed, let me look at your tires. That's a man. If you're laying up, you need to take care. Yes. My friend asked me, how's your car running? Let me take a look at it. He'll look at the tires, make sure, blah, blah, blah. Yes, indeed. I let a man be a man in my life. If you're in my life, that's what I expect of you. Sorry.
If we're not married.
But you're laying up.
But you're
mom and dad,
not laying up.
Okay.
You're not laying up. No,
man, that's your job.
No, so we're not.
Yes, it is.
We're not. No, I'm independent.
If
I can do my own thing.
I can too, but
Dad used to make me wash the cars before I left, before I wanted to go. So you know, you gotta wash it.
I had
to wash cars. I didn't watch him change brakes.
Well, you
like
know.
I had to do all that stuff. You didn't. So
and I'm not doing. And I'm not doing it now.
I check the
I'm
pressure,
domestic.
Air pressure in my tires.
Oh, is that what that thing does?
Oh.
I just make sure it's not on flat. I do all that. Can you help me with mine?
No.
I will teach you how to do it.
Okay.
Then you can do it on your own.
I don't do it on my own, bro.
No. I'm a very independent
person. I'm independent too, but in different ways. But in different ways.
To do that.
That's your look. Nothing is free in this world. If you're spending my time, if we're spending time together, that as the man in my life, I expect that of you. I'm sorry. So you come over and visit and eat my food and sit down and spend time with me, but you can't take a look at my car. See, if I ask you something, nah, that's not right.
But you guys, that's not right. Even know how to work on a car? They don't even have skills like that.
Well, then they better take it somewhere.
They don't even have skills like that.
Better take it somewhere and have them look at it. Look, my girl's car is not blah, blah, blah. It's not. She said it's not functioning right, sir. Can you help her? Yeah. I let a man be a man in my life. I let a man be a man. I'm not gonna do your job for you. I'm not gonna do your job for you. You have expectations of me, right? They have so many expectations of us. They expect us to cook like their mother. And
who expects that?
Men.
Men. I never met anybody like that.
A lot of them. They expect it. They just probably.
I don't know who you're
it.
Meeting, but I never met anybody like that.
I meet men that
can. It's understood that Ashley does not do that. Mm-mm.
No, I pride myself in being very good in the kitchen.
I do. I like
in
to
the kitchen.
Yeah, I like to cook, and I like to showcase my skills. Yeah, I do. I'm not gonna say that I don't. Absolutely, absolutely, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this sister is. You know, I can boil water. Mm. I love to bake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as far as all that other cooking, now you're going to have to do that for me.
It's fun. So if they're doing the cooking, so you want them to do the cooking and take care of the vehicle? I mean,
okay.
Now who's, okay, nah. I mean, if they can cook, that's great. But, I mean, I don't mind doing that because I always have some new recipes to showcase and stuff like that. So I like doing that. Or we can do it together.
Do what?
Cook together. That's a fun thing to do with, you know, somebody that you love or whatever. Your boo. That's a fun thing you can do with, you know, with your bae. But, you know, like, I have expectations of a guy. I really do. You can't just come in here and just be any old thing to me. No. Because those are good characteristics of a quality man. A quality man is going to want to help you out and make sure your car is running right and make sure you're getting around safe and not just coming over and have a good time, eat your food, and then leave. You see what I'm saying?
I've never had anybody like to do that.
What?
Like to try to come over. I don't cook for people.
If you let them, they will.
The only person I cooked for was my husband.
Well, and that's good.
And he had a hard time swallowing the things that I cut up for him. Mm. And he faked like he liked it. Because he wanted some other stuff. But yeah, that's no. Mm-mm. I'm not cooking for anybody. I don't show feelings like that.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, okay. She is the domestic one.
Yeah, I am. I'll say it. I will. I'll admit it in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no. Yeah, that's me.
So what about those men with beards? Don't you love a beard?
No, not really. No.
Would you like facial hair?
I don't like facial hair. No, I don't. I don't. Especially what these little guys are wearing today. No.
What are the little guys wearing?
That bushy beard and yeah, it's not for me. It's not for me. It's on trend right now. It's not for me.
You know what I mean? So in DC there are a lot of guys with beards.
Okay.
In the Maryland area as well.
Okay.
Virginia. I mean, like, guys.
It's
like,
on trend. So, like, yeah, everybody has it. Everybody. Like, it's on trend right now.
All different colors. Yeah, I don't see too many Asian men with beards.
Because certain ethnic groups don't grow a lot of hair on their face. Like, if you have a certain, like, Native American, you're not going to see that. You're not going to see that. Because some people just don't grow facial hair. Like, yeah. I've dated guys, like, he's like, I can't grow a beard. I can barely grow a goatee, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Certain people cannot grow it.
I don't grow leg hair.
And that's a good, yeah. It's because of our ethnic
the makeup of our ethnic backgrounds. Mm. Yeah, because of that. I don't grow, me neither. Like, my arms are pretty smooth.
Yeah, I don't grow, like, leggings. I would try to shave, and it would be like shaving nothing.
It's like frog, fine frog
hair. Yeah, it's nothing.
Fine frog hair on it's my legs. Nothing. Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah. I've got a lot of armpit hair.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no leg hair.
You know, if you use like coffee grinds, like, okay, like after you shave or wax, if you saw that coffee in my bathroom, the coffee pad, yeah, it's coffee there. If you like rub that on your legs, first of all, coffee like really rejuvenates your skin. And if you put it on your newly waxed or shaved areas, it keeps the hair from growing back so quickly too. Something about hair kills the follicle. I found that, and this other young lady was talking about it too. And I tried it I'm always like trying, you know, I'm the guinea pig. I'll try everything.
I don't.
If it's a beauty tip, I'll make it up. I'll make it in the kitchen. Like I mixed coffee with my coffee grinds with my shower gel and made it like a coffee. Don't leave me.
Okay. I'll be right back, people.
And then
those Cosmos are calling me.
I used the coffee grinds and I rubbed it on that area and it stopped growing. So I think it's really good. I'm really into like healthy DIY type stuff. No, I actually never tried it. I thought it was coffee bean enema.
No.
Coffee grinds? Nah.
You made coffee.
No. They're too small. I think that would get stuck. I don't think that's. No. No. I had a professional colonic, and that's not what the lady did. She used like the beans or something like that. No. She wasn't just shooting coffee in there. No. Have you done a professional colonic before? Well, you should try it. You should try it. It's pretty good. It works. it can really work if you know. But you have to do it like on a regular schedule. There's like a 4-week plan, so you have to go to her. When I lived in Dallas, I did it. I did it for a little while, and I did it on a regular basis. And yeah, that's what it was.
All right, so we are at an hour.
Wow.
We talk and talk.
Yeah, we do.
We talk and talk.
We do. So, everybody, thank you for participating, for listening in to our awesome podcast, Free for All Fridays, but on a Saturday. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Peace and blessings, everyone.
Yes, she's on that spiritual thing going on.
Peace and blessings.
Oh my gosh, like peace and blessings.
I didn't like, say it like
that. No, she didn't. Mm-mm. But I did. It's like, mm-mm. Okay. All right, guys. Bye. We'll see you next week.
Time for shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits.